group therapy, trying to help you out each week. If you'd like to be on, we can certainly make that happen. DM us, Joe and Mackenzie, or call in at 833-563-2539. Let's say good morning. Rachel, you are on Joe and Mackenzie. We're doing group therapy. What's happening?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So I need some help. My mom has, she has a total gambling problem.
Okay. It's terrible.
Yeah. And, you know, we've been to therapy. She's promised she would stop, but she won't. She keeps going back, and she does it online. She does it on the gambling boats. She'll even go to Vegas and gamble there from time to time. But, you know, at this point, she's in her 70s. It makes her happy. She doesn't think she has a problem. She won't quit. You know, it is what it is. But, like, the money that she's gambling, that's my inheritance. That's mine and my sister's inheritance. So that's kind of where we come in. You know, and it'd be one thing if she was, like, donating this money to charity, and then we could at least justify it, but it's literally being thrown away.
All right, well, hold on real quick. I want to make sure I get where we're going here, Rachel. Gambling problem, first of all, very tough. My aunt, her whole life's turned back around, but remember, I think she lost her house. Like, her gambling was so bad, she went to the casinos every day, and it's tough. It's an addiction. It's a legit, real thing that people struggle with because they think, oh, I'll win the money back, I'll win the money back. But so far, what I've heard, though, about your mom, she has the gambling thing, but the other problem also, that's the problem, I think, right there is the gambling, but you're saying that you're losing your inheritance. What are you more concerned about? The money that she has that you want to get one day when she kicks the bucket? Or is it the fact that you actually worried she has a gambling problem and she might lose everything?
So here's the thing. She has plenty of money. She's not going to lose everything. She's not going to be financially dependent on us. So the concern is that this is money that is set to go to me and my sister that she's just gambling away. It doesn't feel good. My sister, on the one hand, she is completely livid, and so her solution is that she wants my mother to give us a living inheritance now before it's completely blown.
How would that work?
So she would just go ahead and give us lump sums of money, and we wouldn't get the inheritance later.
She could just gamble away the rest of it.
Right, exactly. It's a significant amount of money.
Right, because usually when people have a gambling addiction, I mean, it is an addiction, but sometimes they have to hit rock bottom. They run out of funds. I mean, I've known people that have lost their home, lost their family because they run out. But if she's never going to run out and she's older, that's like, how do you really stop it?
Well, those are exactly. Those are two different things, though. And you're right. Like I mentioned with my aunt losing her house and things, that is a serious thing. But I mean, Rachel, maybe I'm missing it here, and so please forgive me if I'm not being sensitive to the situation. But the fact that you and your sister are concerned or want to have an intervention about the inheritance, like, who the hell has inherited anything? You're not guaranteed anything. Like, you don't deserve anything, right? Like, you know that, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. An inheritance is ultimately a gift, right? Like, we have to go into it expecting that nothing will be there. We don't have like a right to it, but she feels like that we do, and so that we should get it up front.
Mm. Okay, so it's more your sister that's pushing this.
So where does it lie with your sister right now? Are you guys like battling, or are you?
Yeah, I mean, we're at a crossroads about this because she feels like there's a right to this money and that she wants this money now before it's gambled away. And whereas I see where she's coming from, like I completely agree, we deserve this money more than gambling boats the internet. There's not much we can do about it. It's not our money. It would be gifted to us through an inheritance.
Liv the Web Girl, what do you think with Rachel this morning?
Honestly, like I'm trying to be a little bit sensitive here, but I think kind of both of you guys sound extremely selfish. Like, your inheritance is your main concern. Like, that kind of just feels like you guys are very greedy almost. I feel like an inheritance, if your parents are going to give you inheritance, if you're blessed to receive one, that's great. But like relying on that money and feeling like you deserve that money or like it's yours before it's even given to you, I feel like is extremely selfish and greedy. Like that's your parents' money, not yours. You did not do anything to earn that money.
I kind of thought maybe with Rachel here, we'd be asking people to call in at 833-563-2539 and giving advice the best they could about dealing with a family member that has a gambling addiction.
Yeah.
And how do you cope with that? How do you help them? I mean, obviously rock bottom is where a lot of people go, but it'd be nice if you could avoid that.
Absolutely. Has she had therapy? Have you guys sought out treatment for her? What is, because I wonder what's fueling this. Why, you know, is it the way they make her feel like a VIP at these gambling boats, or what is she lacking that this addiction is feeding for her? I feel like that's the main issue.
I mean, we've definitely been to therapy and she's promised she would stop. Like, we've been through all of that and she keeps going back, and like, it clearly makes her happy. So, and like you said, she's not going to hit rock bottom at her age. So, and given her financial, you know, comfort. So at this point we have to just kind of like face, I'm kind of like, it is what it is, but my sister wants to have the financial payoff now.
Right. All right. 833-563-2539. Let's get some help, get some advice. Maybe you've dealt with someone with addiction.
Group therapy. We are talking to Rachel this morning, who has a mom, and maybe you can relate to this, that has an addiction, and that is gambling. I guess luckily for her with this addiction, sounds like she's well off, that she will not hit rock bottom and lose everything, most likely, like people Mackenzie and I both know have.
Yeah.
And you probably do too.
So Rachel's sister, she was expressing, is like, hey, mom is just like throwing all this money away. It's not going to a good cause. This is our future inheritance. So she's mentioning maybe doing a living inheritance so they can get something from their mom, which a lot of people think is very selfish. But at the same token, I don't know, Rachel, if you have children or not, but I mean, she could fund like her grandchildren's college funds opposed to just literally pooping it away at a bow. I mean, that I understand the frustration, and I know a lot of people think you girls are being selfish as far as inheritance go. However, I do understand that that would be very, very frustrating.
Maybe, but Rachel never brought that up. Like, well, what about the grandkids? She's like, me and my sister.
I know. Rachel, do you have children?
Yes.
Okay. See, I would understand that. Like, if she's just like, if she's blowing, like, she just blew like 20 grand online gambling, I'd be like, oh my gosh. I mean, just think of all the wonderful charities, or just think of all what you can do with that money and someone just watching them with an addiction. I understand how frustrating that must be.
All right, let's see what people think here. Maybe they got some advice for you, Rachel. We will go to Sarah. Sarah, you're on Joe McKenzie. What's going on?
Good morning. I just had a question for Rachel. Does your mom, like, consider herself having a gambling problem, or does she think it's not a problem at all?
She does not think it's a problem. Like, she has not accepted that she has a gambling problem, and, like, we've been to therapy. We've done all of that. So this is what makes her happy. She doesn't feel like it's a problem.
So she still feels like she has control.
Yeah, absolutely. I think she feels like she could quit anytime she wants. And I've acknowledged the fact that it's definitely an addiction.
I think a lot of addicts feel that way too, whether it's gambling, alcohol, drugs. Like, listen, I can quit.
Anytime I want to, but
usually you can't because it's a powerful thing. Thanks for the call. We'll go to Rocco. Rocco's on Joe McKenzie. You're also speaking with Rachel. What did you want to say?
I wanted to say you can't stop the addiction. The only thing you could do is try to comfort it. And I would say comfort it by, if she's blowing $20,000 a day, you got to get it down to $5,000 a day and let her have her appetite. She has an appetite. The appetite's going to get greater and greater and greater. And you think she doesn't have enough money to run out? When you're blowing $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a day for the next 10 years that she lives, she doesn't have that kind of money. So she's going to run out. There isn't going to be any money. So what you have to do is comfort her and actually say, okay, Ma, you get $5,000 a week to blow gambling. Every single week you get $5,000. I don't care what you do with it. Go jump off a bridge with it. But to try to say that you're actually going to get some money at the end, that isn't going to happen. Because that addiction is going to start to get so great that they're not going to be able to stop it. And actually, believe it or not, gambling is the worst one out of all of them. Because you could be a drug addict and you could blow so much money in drugs, you OD and die. You could be an alcoholic, and then eventually, you know, you're just someplace gambling. You could keep on blowing and blowing and blowing and blowing, and it's never going to stop.
Rocco, have you dealt with gambling addiction?
I've dealt with every addiction under the sun.
And is this how you helped kick it, just kind of pare it down and down and down?
No, I kicked it because I finally realized one day that I'd rather go to the store and blow $10,000, let's say, on, I don't know, a Rolex watch that's still worth $9,000 one day, maybe $8,000 one day. But that's not the problem. The problem is that her mother is actually, like, so far into it, because if you do have grandchildren and everything, and you can set them up with college funds, and you can set them up with this and set them up with that, she's not going to do that.
That's a great point, Rocco. Hey, man, thanks for your passion and for calling into Joe and McKenzie. Really appreciate it. 833-563-2539.
Diana on Instagram says maybe she thinks that they are spoiled brats and doesn't want to leave their greedy asses anything.
Dang.
Whoa.
All right, let's go to Anonymous. Hey, Anonymous, you're on Joe and McKenzie.
Hey, I just had something to kind of put into perspective. I think, you know, her and her sister are talking about the money part of it, but I think it's much bigger than that. I have parents that have a gambling addiction. They take several trips a year to Vegas. They're constantly at the local casino here in Indiana. And it's hurtful. It's just like any other addiction, because the main issue is they're missing out on quality time with their family. I have a 5-year-old son who is their only grandchild, and it hurts me on a daily basis that they would much rather spend their time in a casino, you know, than spending quality time with their grandson.
Have you actually said
him.
That to them? Like, have you ever got a chance to say, hey, Mom and Dad, like, it's not about the money. I just wish you'd spend time with your grandson.
Well, just like with any addiction, addicts will try and justify or reason why they choose to do what they do, and there's always an excuse.
Anonymous, we're so sorry. We can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, the pain, and, you know, we're thinking of you. That it's just a rough addiction is so tricky because it's like it's that high that they need fed. Right?
And it's never fed. Yeah, Kyle, let's talk to you this morning. You're on Joe McKenzie. Kyle, what do you want to say? You also got Rachel on here for group therapy.
Hey, this is Kyle. Yeah, I just wanted to call in and just make a comment about addiction in general. Because, I mean, gambling addiction is definitely something that is real and it is very serious. And they do have, you know, Gambling Anonymous meetings that she could go to if she wanted to. But the problem is if she doesn't think that she has a problem with gambling, it doesn't matter how many interventions they give her. She's not even going to want to hear it. She may not even be able to sit down next to them and listen to what they have to say because she doesn't agree. Like, I myself am an addict. I just hit 4 years of being sober, and it literally took, like somebody else had said previously, hitting rock bottom for me to even realize that I even wanted help for myself, because day to day that was my life and it felt like it was the normal thing to do.
Kyle, for you, and everything's different, what was rock bottom? Like, can you think of one thing you're like, that's it, no more?
Yeah, so once I hit rock bottom, I had literally lost everything. I didn't have a car. I didn't have a place to stay. I wasn't allowed to see my daughter anymore. And then I ended up getting arrested and I spent 32 days in jail. And while in jail, it gave me the time to dry out and actually sit there and think about what I wanted to do from that point forward. So I ended up making the decision that, I needed to get out of where I was. And I moved to Indianapolis and moved into a program that actually allowed me to basically view my life from a different point of perspective.
Well,
we're
Kyle,
so proud of you.
We're very proud of you.
Yeah.
That is great that you're turning it around. And once again, thank you for sharing that. That's very personal. Rachel, I don't know if this has helped you at all. I mean, because once again, I brought up, it didn't seem like you were calling necessarily to how to get your mom to stop being an addict. It's like, how do I get my money?
I will say that there are, you can go to Boats, or if she frequents like one place to go gambling, you can ask them. She can sign herself off. She has to do it herself, but like that they will not allow her back on. So she's strong enough when she realizes, hey, I don't want to do this anymore. I know that they do have those programs like that. Like, they won't welcome her. She has to sign herself off that she's not welcome there anymore. That might be a first step, perhaps.
Hey, Rachel, thanks for calling in for group therapy.
Thank you.
All right. If you wanted to sound off on this, I know we're getting a lot of comments already on our Facebook. Just check it out. If you're in Indy, it's Radio Now 100.9 in Houston. Just search for Radio Now Houston on Facebook. Coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie, we live in a cancel culture now, and I think that's a little absurd, but this one might be a good thing to cancel. I'm talking about Valentine's Day. Come on, we're like 2 weeks away. Do we really need Valentine's Day anymore in our life? Mackenzie, it should be canceled, right?
No, I still love Valentine's Day, and this year it happens to be on a Friday.
All right, can we have a little civil debate here today about canceling Valentine's Day? So there's actually 1 in 5 people think we should cancel it.
What?
Yes, for real. 833-563-2539. It's coming up here on Joe and Mackenzie.